This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. When an artist sits behind a canvas, it could take weeks, months, or even longer for a piece to be ready for public display. The Burlington Art Center challenged a half dozen artists to see what they could do in just a couple hours. The competition was called the Battle of the Brushes, and Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott was there.
Jessica Kirby of Fort Madison was the first artist to arrive at the Art Center's downtown gallery. Because she was early, she helped set up the easels and canvases before getting her own station ready.
I've got all my brushes and my paint and my linseed oil and hopefully everything I need to paint.
Kirby says she found her passion for painting and art in general thanks to one of her journalism professors at Western Illinois University.
One of my very good professors told me I should do something else. He obviously saw the way that journalism was going and how I wrote didn't really jive, so I switched to art, and that's how I ended up there.
The change worked out for Kirby as she focuses on her art full-time. Kirby was a fill-in for an artist who had to drop out of the competition at the last minute. She says she was excited for the opportunity. And Art Center Director Tammy McCoy was excited to see what the painters could come up with.
Tonight, they will have just 3 hours, actually about 20 minutes shy of 3 hours, because they will have 2 10-minute breaks.
McCoy says one of the artists suggested the timed competition, similar to the cooking shows seen on the Food Network. Once she finished with the rules and introduced the artists, McCoy unveiled a giant still life sitting atop a large piano. It included a wine bottle and glasses, a trumpet, a guitar, and a plant.
All right, you may begin.
With that, Jessica Kirby immediately shifted her easel to give her a straight-on view of the still life. She has competed in timed competitions before, so she decided to paint what she saw rather than try to rearrange items on her canvas.
You only get 3 hours, so I don't want to have to think too hard about the composition. Got other things to worry about.
The artists worked side by side, facing the art gallery's window along Jefferson Street. They each took a different approach at the start. Kirby sketched out her perspective with a small charcoal stick. Another used a wide blade to coat his canvas with gray paint, while a third splashed on color using his hand and a towel. Susan Rainier of Cedar Rapids was the last artist to touch her canvas. She studied the still life before getting to work.
It was a little overwhelming at first to try and pick and choose what I really wanted, what I have time for, because I'm kind of a slow painter.
Rainier is originally from Burlington. She's a self-taught artist who paints in her free time. Rainier says this was her first timed competition. An hour in, she felt good.
You know, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but once you get into it, you're just so in the zone that you just kind of tune everything else out.
As the clock ticked, Art Center Director Tammy McCoy was busy. She delivered popcorn, wine bottles, and meat and cheese plates to the ever-growing crowd. 20 people were in attendance when the competition began. An hour in, every seat and couch was filled. People kept coming in, and no one was leaving. With an hour to go, McCoy had a standing room only crowd of more than 100 people.
That's awesome. I think everyone seems to be having a great time. And like I said earlier, I think we need a bigger place next year.
Jessica Kirby and Susan Rainier each enjoyed the experience. When time ran out, they dropped their brushes and stepped back to see what they and their fellow competitors created. Jessica Kirby's canvas contained a bright yellow trumpet, a few purple flowers, and a silver statue, all set against a light blue backdrop.
I think I need at least another 20 minutes.
What would you have done in that extra time?
I would have kind of cleaned it up a little bit. I mean, some of the details needed to be in there.
Susan Rainier painted a different angle of the trumpet and purple flowers against a tan background. What stood out, though, were two wine glasses that even sparkled on canvas.
I'm really happy with the size of work that I did in 3 hours.
The Battle of the Brushes was a competition, and there was a winner, local artist David Garrison. He walked away with a $250 cash prize. Garrison, using his brushes, towel, and hand, created a sweeping scene of a wine bottle, trumpet, and guitar surrounded by reds, blues, and yellows. The event was also a fundraiser for the Art Center. The 6 paintings were raffled off, with the money funding scholarships for promising students who could not afford to attend classes at the Art Center and helping cover the cost of the center's programs for special needs adults. The raffle meant a lucky few audience members took home a work of art that was finished in a bit more time than it takes to sit through a blockbuster Hollywood movie. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.